Good evening, everyone. Continuing in our introduction to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim about Shmiras HaLashon, being careful what we in the way we speak, Lashon Hara. So last night we had spoken about how the Chafetz Chaim quotes from the Zohar that part of the reason of why Lashon Hara is such a tragic avera is not only because of the damage you're going to be doing to the other person, but it's even doing damage to yourself because you're tainting one of the most important tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that God gave us, which is our mouths and our ability to speak, and that we're going to taint that vessel that we are using in order to daven, in order to learn, and we're tainting it with negative and evil speech. The Chafetz Chaim then goes on, when he finishes his first introduction, he then goes on to give you a list of all of the prohibitions in the Torah, all of the lo sa'aseis, the negative commandments, and all of the positive commandments in the Torah that one would violate by speaking Lashon Hara. And he lists off 17 negative commandments that one could potentially violate through speaking Lashon Hara, and 14 positive commandments that one would negate by potentially speaking Lashon Hara. So altogether, 31 mitzvos in the Torah that one would either violate or not fulfill, be mevatel, negate through speaking Lashon Hara. Which, not to sound too harsh, but I don't know another way to say this. I'm not saying I'm perfect either by any stretch of the imagination. But it's just an interesting thing. It's something that we speak gossip, we talk about a fellow, and we would do it even, God forbid, a million times in shul. Would anyone here ever eat, myself included, a chicken and cheese sandwich in front of the Aron Kodesh? Never in a million years, never in our right minds. Eating a chicken and cheese sandwich is a rabbinic prohibition. Speaking a negative thing about a fellow Yid could potentially be a violation of 31 biblical commandments. And you just stop and take that in for a minute. It is frightening. It shakes you to the core of how important and how necessary it is for us to get a real, real handle on this. As they say in the name of the Chavetz, in the name of the Chazon Ish, they once asked the Chazon Ish about the best way to work on your Shmiras HaLashon. One of the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish asked him. So he said, they said, is the best thing to do to learn the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, like we're doing, is the best thing to learn the Rambams in Hilchos Deos and in Hilchos Tshuva, is the best thing to learn the Gemaras in Erechin, and Daf Yudalot, Tesvav, Tesayin, learn the Gemaras in Erechin. What's the best way to work on not speaking Lashon Hara? So the Chazon Ish said, I don't really understand the question. He said, what do you mean? He said, why do you have to learn the details of what you can and cannot do in terms of speaking Lashon Hara? Obviously, he was speaking, you know, he was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there. But he said, what do you mean? It's such a terrible... He said, yeah, don't speak about a fellow Jew if there's even a potential of it being something negative. That's it. That's all. That's all of Hilchos Lashon Hara right there. So obviously he was making a point. Obviously there's what to learn and there's what to know in terms of what can be said and when, what should certainly be avoided. But the point is that it's just such a serious thing. It's important for everybody, myself included, for everybody to really focus in and get a handle on it. Rabbi's Kaddish.